Well, I've just come back off a 2 weeks holiday, which apparently is not the norm according to new research, as life coach, author and speaker Sally Tebow explains. Good to be chatting with you, Sally.
Good to have you back, Tim. We missed you.
Oh, thank you. And likewise. So look, let's quickly run through the results of this new research regarding Aussies and their holidays, or should I say, or lack of in this case.
This was a study of 11,000 respondents and revealed that workers are opting for a weekend away, with one in six Australians last year in 2019 failing to take a single day of leave.
Oh, my gosh.
And while we typically love to travel abroad, Australia has now become the third worst in the world for taking annual leave, putting us behind Japan and Italy.
Let's look as to why this is happening. What are the main reasons as to why Aussies aren't taking holidays?
Most are citing growing workloads and generally feeling that if they take too much time off, they're going to get further behind.
Right.
And the other interesting thing was those who feel that if they're replaced, that somebody might discover they're not as good as what they think they are.
Oh, wow.
And discover their weaknesses. So it was a lot of just feeling this overall pressure. But the other one was saving money. People are looking to save money, pay off their mortgages or pay off the credit card. So rather than taking annual leave, they're keeping on working and using that money to pay off debt.
So that's a good reason. But let's look at the health benefits then of not taking regular holidays, because we can only work for so long before our body gives us some indication that it's not happy.
Well, that's right. And number one, of course, holidays are shown to reduce stress.
Mm.
You know, the ability to step away from what you're doing, your day-to-day kind of grind, for want of a better word, and just get a rethink. You know, there's nothing more lovely than, you know, spending time away on holidays and that sort of day-to-day in and out that you have to do just sort of leaves you. And you probably felt the same when you were away on holidays at a period of time. It takes a couple of days, but all of a sudden you drop into that real sense of calmness and the stress kind of leaves. It also has been shown that people who take regular holidays actually increase productivity and leads to improved relationships with family members and friends. So taking regular holidays is not just about using up your annual leave, but also a whole heap of health benefits. And, of course, now what we really want people to do after all the bushfires is to holiday at home.
Right.
You know, take that time off, take an empty esky out to the country areas. And you know, not only is it good for you, but it's good for our economy and helping the bushfires appeal at the present time.
So does the research say anything about how frequently we can take holidays? For example, if someone's just been on a fortnight's holiday, can they have a week back and then go on holiday next week again? You know where I'm going with that?
What would you like me to say? Let me just see if I can find that research for you. We're really, really lucky in Australia. We, you know, people who are working get 4 weeks annual leave a year. That's really unusual, really unusual. And we get paid to go on holidays if you have a job.
Right.
You know, we should be taking advantage of that, you know, and it just ends up making you a far better employee and makes a far better workplace if you're taking those regular breaks.
Yeah, and also everybody benefits at home too, better relationships with your family, all those sorts of things, better health. I mean,
absolutely,
the knock-on effects are so good. Taking regular holidays, that's been our topic today. You can find out more at sallytebow.com.au, T-H-I-B-A-U-L-T, sallytebow.com.au. And my special guest has been life coach, author and speaker, Sally Tebow. Sally, we're all going to go and book some holidays, and we may or may not see you next week, unless you're on holiday.
I'm thinking about the same thing myself. Thanks, Tim.
Catch you next week.